be talking about McLuhan's The Medium is the Message. To start off with, let's first talk about the mode of communication that I'm talking with you right now. Now, I'm starting with this because I've taken about 1,000 takes, and because I want to convey a more casual tone through podcast, I kind of want you guys to see all the imperfections that I have in my voice, and I think that'll make it a lot more of a casual conversation. So, some of the things that we'll be talking about are, what does it mean when we say the phrase, the medium is the message? How does this concept change the way that we look at media? And what are some of the problems of McLuhan's envisioning of a global village? So, to start off with, McLuhan's The Medium is the Message took the form of a book with different illustrations, photos, things like that, and it sort of talked about the mediums that we use to convey what we want to talk about. So let's think about McLuhan's example of light for a moment. Without a shape, he refers to light as a medium without a message. However, by harnessing it into, say, a light bulb, maybe over somebody's head, we suddenly get the image of a bright idea. A thing to note here is that the concept of a person utilizing the medium is just as important as the medium itself and the person who's utilizing it, because we're essentially projecting their will or message upon the medium. So, with the concept of media being used as a vehicle of messages, McLuhan in the 60s effectively visualized a series of networks that would later go on to become the World Wide Web. He coined the phrase, a global village, with the notion that we would all go on to find ourselves utopically connected to each other and being able to communicate just as if we were all neighbors in a small village. Now, hold up. There are a couple of things wrong with this idea. First of all, as we all know, the internet isn't necessarily always a friendly place. The fact that we all know each other's business like neighbors often only contributes to the fact that we gossip like them too, creating probably a much more catty village than McLuhan had in mind. Another thing to consider is that while we do have certain social circles and hobbies that we tend to circle around, these interests and interactions do expand outside of these circles, and instead we end up with a much more dense web of connections rather than an insular village-like communities. Second, the notion of a global village itself was based off of the romanticized notion of small indigenous villages with pictures of semi-nude tribal peoples depicted in his book. So the ironicism in this is that McLuhan's own idea is quite colonialist, as it looks outwardly on the notion of the village being a cheerful, interconnected place where everyone constantly knows what one's up to. So while the concept of mediums being used as vehicles is quite groundbreaking for its time, the fallacy from an Indigenous studies perspective, however, lies in the fact that McLuhan can be seen as having a white opinion that everyone in the village will not necessarily choose to agree with. And because of this, he's a white broad body projecting onto an institution, this being that the culture will vary, and second, that the society will magically be brought together to romanticized village culture that is often depicted in media. Overall, I believe that McLuhan was making sense for his time. After all, he managed to predict the expanding of media into what's now the internet. For being in the 60s, this was definitely ahead of the curve. The problem with producing this book in the 60s, however, is that McLuhan's own village that he created was essentially filled with nothing but colonialists, and because of it, he insulated himself with nothing but white bodies projecting onto white mediums. Because of this, I'd like to argue that for his time, McLuhan didn't really mean any better. However, we can't take The Media is the Message as the Bible for media studies. Media, however, is ever-evolving, along with all opinions of people. Because of this, we have to carefully scrutinize both past and new works. Especially this piece. It's why I'm getting graded on it. Anyways, that's my piece on The Media is the Message. Medium is the Message.